Chapter 6, Mercy Cried. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. 2 Corinthians 7, verse 10. On the journey, Christiana did not wait any longer, and together with her children she started her journey. Mercy went along too. Christiana looked at her from the side. What a young girl she still was. After they had walked for a while, Christiana said, "I think it was very nice that you wanted to go along with me for some distance. That was a real surprise." Mercy looked up. "I would love to stay with you, if only I could believe that this is allowed. I never want to go back to the city." "Then stay with me," Christiana said. "I know what the end of our journey will be. My husband is there already, and he never wants to leave that place again, even if he received all the treasures of the gold mines in Spain." Shyly, Mercy looked down. "And," Christiana continued, "they will never chase you away from me, certainly not, even if you only came along because I asked you." What Christiana said here was true. Mercy did not have such a nice invitation like her. Christiana understood that this was difficult for Mercy. "Listen, Mercy, the king himself asked me and my children to come, that is true, but he also loves you." It was silent for a moment. Then Christiana continued, "If you want, you may become my servant girl. I will give you money for it, and then you belong to me too. Everything which is mine is yours. You only need to come along." "But," Mercy began, "how do I know for sure that I will be taken care of too? If only there were someone who could tell me, then I would not find it so difficult anymore. Then I would know that the Lord would help me, because I know he can, even though the way may be very difficult." "Dear Mercy," Christiana said, "I will tell you what you must do. Come along with me to that little gate. Then I will ask there if you may come along. If you will not receive any hope at the gate, I will have to let you go back. I will pay you then for everything you did for me and the children." "That is good," Mercy said. "Then I would like to go there. I will wait to see what will happen. I hope that the Lord will take care that I may come there. I hope that the King of Heaven will also accept me in love." How happy Christiana was when she heard this. Now she had someone who was traveling with her. And what was even nicer, this poor girl wanted it herself also. She too knew that you could only become happy in this way. Sorrow. Deep in thought, they walked together for some time. Suddenly, Mercy began to cry. "Why are you crying?" Christiana wanted to know. "Ah," Mercy sobbed, "I am thinking of all the people who remained in the city, my family and my former friends. They all still live in that sinful city, and they live on as if nothing will happen. And do you know what makes my sorrow even greater? That there is no one to tell them what is going to happen to the city." "It is good that you have pity," Christiana said. "That becomes travelers. You cry about these poor people. You pray for them. My husband used to do that too. When he started his journey, he begged me to come along. But I did not want to. This cost him many tears. But our Lord put those tears in his bottle. God heard his praying. And now, look what is happening. Now I, together with our dear children, am on the right way. I hope that the Lord will also put your tears in his bottle, Mercy, for he promised, they that sow in tears shall reap in joy. Now Mercy began to sing, let the most blessed be my guide. If it be his blessed will, unto his gate, into his fold, up to his holy hill, and let him never suffer me to swerve or turn aside from his free grace and holy ways, whate'er shall me betide. And let him gather them of mine that I have left behind. Lord, make them pray they may be thine with all their heart and mind. Explanation. Mercy did not have an invitation like Christiana had. Was she allowed to go along? Oh, she was so afraid she did not belong. Also today there are such people, yes, even children. They know that the Lord speaks to his children, but they ask, did the Lord also speak to me? There is unrest in their heart. They know they cannot continue to live in sin. They must be converted. But are they allowed to go along? At times, their eyes are filled with tears. If only they knew. The Lord also wants to care for such children and older people. Mercy also cried about another thought. She felt it was terrible that so many people still remained in the city, people who would soon be lost. Do you know these tears too?